We need all the help that we can get. And it's my belief that through using our self-created sound with intentionality, that we can actually interface with what could be called the noosphere, or the, if you like, the matrix, or the actual field of consciousness of our planet.
And how will that change our planet? How will that change us?
Hopefully, it'll help awaken people to the idea that if we're kind, if we're cooperative, if we're compassionate with each other, then we will, shall we say, not be in the sticky wicket that we seem to be stuck in as a species at this particular point in time and space.
There are many events on World Sound Healing Day. For example, in Cincinnati at New Thought Unity Center, 6 p.m., many musicians will come together. But you're asking people around the world to do something specific at noon their time. What are you asking people to do?
We ask people to make an ah sound, which is really the sound of love and compassion, an ah sound, so we can literally ring the earth in a waveform of compassionate sound.
And when you say make the ah sound, how would that go if someone's sitting at their desk?
Okay, so first of all, it's really nice to just be in a state of appreciation, kindness, and thanks. And then you just make an ah. You don't have to be a singer. We're talking about sound here. And what is a sound that we make when we're in love? Ah, that's why we work with the ah sound. It also happens to be a sacred vowel. In the different traditions, there are many different sacred vowel sounds that resonate, if you like, the physical body and a lot of the energy centers of the body. And the one that seems predominantly to be found in all the different traditions is the ah sound for the heart, the energy of love. So you can do it from anything from, you can do anything from a little ah to full voiced, etc. Whatever feels good, just as long as you don't strain your voice. And I have to tell you, Sherry, there's nothing like it. On a physiological level, just making sound has all sorts of benefits from literally, on a scientific level, everything from the release of those wonderful self-created opiates that we manifest to nitric oxide to melatonin. The one thing which we are really beginning to understand now is that there is a reason that so many of the different prayers on our planet are spoken aloud. And it's simply this: sound amplifies the power of prayer. So therefore, sound amplifies the energy of our intention, which is why with World Sound Healing Day, we sound forth with that aha, putting the intention of, if you like, sending a sonic valentine of love, compassion to Gaia, our Mother Earth.
That was sound pioneer, award-winning author, and Grammy finalist Jonathan Goldman. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.